And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Governor Pat McCrory had an interesting response this week to the outrage in North Carolina and across the country to his signing of sweeping anti-LGBT legislation that was passed in the special session of the General Assembly last week. McCrory blamed the media. Never mind that Google, Apple, PayPal, and dozens of other major corporations have spoken out against the legislation. McCrory says it's the media's fault for misreporting what the bill does, as if CEOs don't know what they're talking about. The media did not sign a bill that allows discrimination against LGBT people. The media didn't sign the bill that prevents workers fired because of their race from suing in state court. And the media didn't sign the bill that allows hotels and taxis in Charlotte to refuse to serve gay, lesbian, and transgender people. Governor McCrory did all that. He signed it. It's not the media's fault that North Carolina is now the focus of national headlines for endorsing discrimination. It's McCrory's fault. It is his law and part of his legacy, whether he likes it or not. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.